The public meeting at the City Council chambers in Tracy concerns future use of an area called Site 300. Susan Schneider works with the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District.
It's an informational meeting, so that will basically give people attending an idea about what kind of processes the district has for considering permits and issuing permits.
Mary Leah Kelly is executive director at the Tri-Valley Communities Against Radioactive Environments, a nuclear watchdog group.
The plan is to detonate up to 8,000 pounds of high explosives a year out in the open, in open air, and these explosions would not merely include the high explosives, but these explosions would be blowing up depleted uranium, radioactive tritium, and about 60 other hazardous pollutants.
Kelly says that the tests would pose a number of risks to the surrounding communities.
Pollutants can drift on the wind, get out onto Corral Hollow Road, get into the creek nearby, and impact both the workers on Site 300 and the nearby community.
But Susan Houghton, Director of Public Affairs at Lawrence Livermore Labs, one of the world's largest weapons testing facilities, says that Tri-Valley Cares has misrepresented the risks.
There's absolutely nothing dangerous about what we're doing at Site 300, nor is it any kind of safety hazard. We have many employees who live in that area of Tracy, and we want to look out for them as well as the general public.
In fact, says Houghton, the labs conduct tours available to the public for people who might be concerned about the facility.
Public tours are available twice a month, so you can sign up via the Lawrence Livermore Lab website. It's a very popular tour, and I think people will be very surprised at what they come out and see and very happy.
One person who's been on that tour is the owner of Tracy Shoe Repair Shop, Robert Sarvey, who's appealing the permit.
They tell you that there's no health effects, and they told 138,000 sick nuclear workers there's no health effects from their activities, and yet they're denying them their compensation for their illnesses, so I don't believe it.
Sarvey says he is concerned because different contaminants created by the explosions proposed by Livermore Labs will be studied independently by two different regulatory bodies, not in concert with each other.
Depleted uranium is a toxic material, and it's not being analyzed with the other toxic air contaminants being separated out as a radionuclide. And lab's position is that the radionuclides are controlled by the EPA and the toxic air contaminants are controlled by the Pollution Control District, so they're not being analyzed together. The tests will allow up to 4,500 pounds of depleted uranium a year to be exploded in the hills above Tracy, and I would like the health risk assessment to evaluate the two toxic air contaminants and the radionuclides together.
Jamie Holt of the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District estimates that the review process will take 3 to 6 months.